In Florida, former Trump campaign chief Brad Parscale was involuntarily hospitalized last night by police, responding to what they were told was a possible suicide attempt. As Paul Flay from Texas Public Radio reports, Parscale previously lived and worked in the San Antonio tech industry.
Parscale's wife, Candace, can be heard in the 911 call to police Sunday afternoon, describing her husband as stressed and angry, holding one of his many firearms, and then cocking the gun and going inside their Fort Lauderdale home.
And I saw him looking out the front window, and then I heard a loud noise. She heard what she thought was a gunshot, and then she started walking down the street and saw me.
The local realtor on the tape called the police for her. Parscale was taken into custody by members of a special weapons and tactics team. He was interned at a local hospital where a Florida mental health law allows him to be held for up to 72 hours. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
A judge in London says Uber can continue to operate for the next 18 months, its largest European market. The decision comes after the city of London twice revoked the ride-hailing service's operating license. The judge said Uber has shown it was fit and proper to hold a permit, despite historical failings. Uber has about 45,000 drivers in London, where it provides stiff competition for the city's famed black cabs. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher to end the day. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, a bombshell report from the New York Times comes as the president continues to fight in court against efforts by state investigators and Congress to gain access to his financial records. Then, the life and legacy of Feta Al-Malidi, a fearless advocate for families with autistic children who died on Saturday. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, should Colorado create paid family leave program for all workers in the state? That's one of the big questions on this fall's ballot.
We're actually one of the only developed countries that doesn't have it for everyone.
I know.
So
it's sad.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's exciting, because Colorado could be one of the first states if we get it passed in November.
CPR's Andrew Kinney reports in 10 minutes on All Things Considered here on CPR News.